The mid-range iPad is finally here. Who needs it and who doesn't?
This is TWiT.
This episode of Hands On Tech is brought to you by Aftershocks, unbelievably comfortable open-ear headphones. Hear music and crystal clear phone calls like never before. Visit hot.aftershocks.com and use the code HOT for $50 off the tech bundle. Among the many products that Apple released in late March, the iPad Air 2019 has been getting the least attention, and probably for good reason. There are no significant design changes since the iPad Air 2 that Apple announced in late 2014. And unlike the iPad Mini, the Air is, relatively speaking, the same size as other iPads you can buy for less or for more money. But it's the innards of this new iPad Air where things start to get very interesting. First, let's talk about the design and the specs. The iPad Air comes in silver, space gray, and gold, and if you miss the big bezels of yesteryear, you will not be disappointed. Inside, you'll find the A12 Bionic processor with a 4-core graphics engine and a 10.5-inch Retina display with a P3 wide color gamut and True Tone. There's an 8-megapixel rear camera and a 7-megapixel front camera. It also has a lightning port, a nano SIM, and a headphone jack. It does not, however, come with headphones. The only thing in the box is a lightning to USB cable, a USB power adapter, and the iPad itself. The newest iPad Air also sports a smart connector, which means support for Apple Pencil and the smart keyboard, but only the old Apple Pencil and the old smart keyboard. So if you had the newest iPad Pro and you're thinking of downgrading to the new iPad Air, do not expect to use the same accessories, which is a bummer. Old iPad Air cases also don't fit well either. One exciting feature that I haven't heard many talking about is that the Logitech Crayon that came out last year works with all the iPads that have Apple Pencil support. That's right, all of them. So whereas you can only use the old Apple Pencil with the new Mini and the new iPad Air, and you can only use the new Apple Pencil with the latest iPad Pro, you can use the Logitech Crayon with everything. So if you plan on upgrading or downgrading your iPad and you want a writing utensil, I suggest this one, which is only $70. Other key features of the new iPad Air include 10 hours of battery life, which I tested and found to be pretty accurate. You also get Touch ID and 3 gigs of RAM. The Air starts at 64 gigabytes of storage and goes up to 256 for an additional $150. The display features high brightness and an anti-reflective coating. I happily used the iPad Air 3 by the pool on my recent vacation to Los Angeles and had no problems with sunlight. Here's what the new iPad Air does not include: Face ID. That is the biggest difference, and if you've gotten used to the new iPad Pro, you're gonna miss this feature. You're also gonna miss the 4 speakers of the Pro. This one only has 2, and frankly, they don't sound amazing. If sound is something you're concerned with, I recommend finding yourself a used iPad Pro from 2017, which is essentially the same, but with 4 speakers. If you're upgrading from a previous iPad Air or an iPad Mini, you might be thrilled by the difference in speed. My son has been using my iPad Air too, and he could not be happier with this new device, which he tested mainly by playing Fortnite. Lots and lots of Fortnite. I, however, have been spoiled by the latest iPad Pro, which contains the A12X Bionic chip as opposed to the A12 of the iPad Air. Now, the Pros also include ProMotion technology, which means a better refresh rate and a smoother experience all around. This episode of Hands On Tech is brought to you by Aftershocks. They're headphones that go around your ear. They have patented technology and produce sound by sending mini vibrations through your cheekbones to your inner ear, and they totally bypass your eardrum. They have a lightweight and flexible titanium wraparound headband, wireless Bluetooth 4.1 connectivity, and convenient multi-point pairing. IP55 certified to repel sweat, dust, and moisture. 6 hours of continuous music plus calls on a single charge with 10-day standby time. Charges in 1.5 hours, hassle-free 2-year warranty. Order an Aftershocks tech bundle now, which includes Trex Air, a pop socket, large portable storage case, portable power bank, and travel tumbler. Offer valid in the U.S. only. Visit hot.aftershocks.com and use the code HOT at checkout for $50 off. That's hot.aftershocks.com and code HOT, HOT, for Hands On Tech. I'm not going to spend a lot of time showing you how this iPad works because all of the features have existed on previous iPads. I think it's more important to talk about where the new iPad Air fits in Apple's greater iPad lineup when it comes to price. Right now, you can pay five different prices for five different iPads. The lowest price is $329, and that's for your standard 9.7-inch iPad. Next up is the adorable iPad Mini, which is smaller and slightly more powerful than the standard iPad. That one will cost you $399. Then, right here, smack in the middle, is this new iPad Air at $499. If you want to go pro, and I am certainly not saying that everyone or even most people should, the 11-inch iPad Pro is $700, and the 12.9-inch iPad Pro starts at $999. Now, you can also buy a refurbished 10.5-inch iPad Pro from 2017 for only $470. And I bet if you checked other reputable places online, you could even do better. Despite two-year-old hardware, you'd get four speakers instead of two and a slightly better camera. Also, that ProMotion technology I talked about before, it makes for an overall smoother experience. Too many iPads? I don't think so. This iPad is less than half the price of the more expensive iPad Pro, but it isn't half the power, it isn't half the battery life, or half of anything, really. So who is the iPad Air 3 really for? I have some ideas. The iPad Air 3 is for you if you're a teenager or someone buying an iPad for a teenager, especially one who wants to game or take advantage of augmented reality or who wants to draw or otherwise create with an Apple Pencil. GPS is a significant improvement over the previous iPad Air, which means if you or your kids use it for Pokemon Go, you'll be a lot happier. If you're a student who wants to or has to use an iPad for middle, high school, or even college, this is also a great choice. I'm not saying it will replace a MacBook unless you're not using a MacBook for MacBook-like things. It could replace many basic Chromebooks with the bonus of integrating seamlessly with your iPhone, and it is also a decent weight reduction for your backpack. I'm not saying that it's a productivity boost to get your iMessages and your FaceTime group calls on your iPad or to automatically have the same games you play on your iPhone on your schoolwork device, but it sure is nice to have that capability. The iPad Air is for you if you just feel like you need a little more oomph in your iPad or an extra inch of screen real estate. But an iPad Pro might be too much. And the iPad Air is definitely for you if you still want a headphone jack in your Apple tablet. The iPad Air 3 starts at $499 and is available now.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.